Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday, first day of August, devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about righteousness. The fact that we've been chosen by God to be righteous. Not that we've earned that on our own or that we can somehow attain to that through our goodness, but by being cleansed of all unrighteousness by the blood of Jesus. Being declared righteous as we're clothed in Christ. And so each weekday morning during these devotional broadcasts, we talk about some aspect what it looks like to receive and to have and to live within that righteousness that God has chosen us to be. And today we're going to talk about a harvest of righteousness. Now, I suspect when we hear that phrase, especially if we're not yet familiar with the verse I'm going to use that God talks about this harvest of righteousness, we think this is a pretty good idea. To be able to not only be declared righteous, but to be a part of a great harvest of righteousness. There's a catch, maybe, that well, sometimes it becomes a stumbling block. A stumbling block that, diminishes our desire for a harvest of righteousness. You see, the writer of Hebrews tells us in chapter 12, verse 11, "No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it." If we were promoting a harvest of righteousness and peace, I suspect you would get a lot of people signing up, saying, "Give me some of that." When we promote discipline, most of us say, "No, thank you. I'm pretty good the way I am." And the reason is because of what God says in His Word, is that no discipline is pleasant at the moment, but painful. And sometimes we want correction without pain. We want to correct our children without them feeling any pain and without us feeling any pain. We want to biblically correct one another without there being any discomfort. And so many times we avoid the hard and difficult topics, so that we avoid the pain and the discomfort. And yet God says it's through this process of His discipline, of us, a painful discipline, an unpleasant discipline at the moment, that eventually produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. And you see, the difficulty is that we live in this human flesh body with a mind and heart and desire that, isn't always what it ought to be. And we hear the temptations of the enemy and we perhaps haven't even learned that what he wants us to do isn't right. And many times we recognize that it isn't right, but, well, it seems like it's okay. It's not that bad. They deserve what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm saying. And we get pretty good at justifying sin because we call it a lot of other things. And God's discipline is designed to create us and produce that harvest of righteousness so that we become righteous just as he declares us to be. Now granted, we're not fully there until we're face to face with Christ and he calls us home through his return or through the end of our days here. Then we know a righteousness which is full and complete, but until then, the discipline is a necessary thing because it shapes us, it molds us, it designs us, creates us into the image that God has called us to. And so we live life in constant need of discipline. And perhaps one of the most difficult aspects is when we like what we're doing and someone shares God's word with us and it exposes the sin in our life. I think many times our first reaction is not to reject the sin that's been exposed, but to reject the person that's exposing it. When we have those difficult conversations, people living in ways that God says is inappropriate for his holy people. And he calls us and says that those who are mature ought to not only have patience with those that are weak, but ought to teach and correct using God's word. We talked about God's word being useful in training for righteousness, but part of that training is, he says, it's useful for correcting, for rebuking. And the responsibility that we have is not just that we align ourselves with the word of God, but it's actually that responsibility that helps others. The age-old question that Cain tried to use to get out of the consequences of his sin and killing his brother Abel was, am I my brother's keeper? And you can almost read within that his assumption that he's not. And God kind of turns that on him and says, but you are responsible to be your brother's brother, to not take out your anger on him. In fact, he says, if you repent, if you do what's right, you'll be accepted as well. But the difficulty was, Cain's offering was not acceptable to God, and I have to at least assume that God had relayed his expectations, that they knew what God had wanted. But we struggle with this harvest of righteousness because we struggle with being corrected. Now, granted, there are times that the correction that others attempt is all wrong. Jesus says that if someone has sinned against us, that we should go in private. And the discipline, the correction, isn't meant to be a public thing unless that becomes the last resort. And there is biblical instruction for times where correction becomes public, but that's not where it begins. And sometimes we get caught up in needing correction because we try to use gossip to accomplish the correction that we don't want to do in private. If we just talk about what's going on and they hear that other people know, then maybe they'll change. Then I don't have to go talk to them. And we struggle because many times when we do go in private, the person doesn't want to change. They become like Cain and become very defensive, and you can't tell me what to do, and stay out of my business, and we feel rejected. And yet, if our correction is being done in love and being done with God's word, with gentleness and respect, then it's not us that's being rejected, it's God. But it's not simply about this harvest of righteousness because we're correcting others. That's only a part of it. The harvest of righteousness comes when we receive correction well. And I suspect we're never going to be very good at correcting others until we become excellent at receiving correction. And so that's where we begin. We take the plank out of our own eyes, which is a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of effort. And God brings people into our life to help correct us. He gives us his word that ought to be a correction tool every day. So we endure the unpleasant discipline. We endure the painful discipline because we desire a great, great harvest of righteousness and of peace. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love not only declares us to be righteous through the blood of Jesus, your love begins the process of making us righteous. A process that includes discipline. An unpleasant, a painful thing, and yet a necessary thing. And Father, before we consider what it looks like to be involved in correcting others, may we be very, very mindful of our need for correction from you. A correction that comes from your word, from your spirit, a correction that comes from the people that you put into our life. And Father, forgive us for the times where we become defensive. And rather than reaping a harvest of righteousness and peace through the correction that that you bring, we've just continued on in our stubborn ways and refused the correction. And Father, help us to recognize the necessity of discipline, of receiving discipline, of learning from discipline, of growing from discipline, of being prepared for a harvest of righteousness through discipline. May we understand the pain and discomfort is a necessary part of the teaching, so that we remember that sin has consequences, that it's painful to not only be caught up in sin, it's painful to get out of sin. And may that pain be a reminder to flee from evil, to avoid even the appearances of wrongdoing and sinful behavior. Father, as we live life, may we learn gentleness and respect in the way that we discipline and correct others. May our conversations about our own wrongdoing, about the wrongdoing of others, be held in private. And infused with love. Father, help us today to be in the process of growing in that harvest of righteousness. That the peace that we experience through your discipline of us would be a peace that we share with others. And Father, we know that that peace is possible through Jesus. So may we be active in lifting Jesus up as the way, the truth, and the life, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.